You have written a lot about Men in Black. In your opinion, what might they be? Who are they?
Well, we could be talking about a number of different agents. Well, let's just call them agents for the time being. People always say, "Well, what is your description of a MIB?" That's Men in Black for short, of course. And of course, I guess the stereotype of a Men in Black would be someone who looks like an FBI agent, you know, with the sunglasses, or a Secret Service agent. My favorite would be the Blues Brothers, right?
That and kind here, of look.
Okay, and here comes the kicker. Of course, Dan Aykroyd was one of the Blues Brothers, correct?
Yeah.
Dan is a big UFO buff.
Loves him. Been on the show.
I know. Great guy. He's even made a DVD, a Dan Aykroyd UFOs Unplugged. He's a big supporter of MUFON. He even claims to have had an MIB encounter. His dad wrote a book on spiritualism.
Yep.
So, again, is that a coincidence, or is that more of a synchronicity? Something going on there. Why does he play that part, and then later it turns out in life that he's fascinated and goes to this extent about it? I mean, he didn't know when he took that part Elwood Babbitt, was it, or was that the other guy? Whoever, you know, one of the Blues Brothers said he was going to be, you know, an advocate of UFOs and have a UFO and an MIB encounter of his own, you know. So who are these beings? Well, you know, again, they are not what they pretend to be. There are several different kinds. Now they are often thought of coming as three in a row. I mean, that's kind of how it all got started. Back in the early 1950s, there was a gentleman by the name of Albert K. Bender who had a UFO organization in Connecticut. It was called the International Flying Saucer Bureau, and he put out a publication called Space Review, I think it was. And apparently in those days they were still just coming up with theories as to what UFOs were and publishing some of these theories. The Shaver mystery was big at that time, you know. Ray Palmer was the editor of Amazing Stories, and he printed all these articles by Richard Shaver, who claimed that he was in touch with this race of beings, this ancient race of beings who had migrated into the caves and built up a civilization there, some of whom were good and some of whom he called the Dural that were very, very negative. Bender had to put out the theory that the UFOs might have bases in Antarctica. And I guess he had either talked on the telephone or written a letter to somebody about his theory. Well, the next day, there's a pounding on the door, and he opens the door, and there are three gentlemen there in black. Now, from what we can – dressed in black, from what we can gather, they were the Blues Brothers types. But that has not always been the case. Again, sometimes they come in as triplets. Often they can be just two agents. Sometimes there's just one of them. They normally
Do they look human, Tim?
Some of them do, and some of them don't. They normally dress in black. They wear wide-brimmed hats, sometimes black sunglasses, drive black cars. Lincolns or Cadillacs in the U.S., but I understand they're big on Jaguars in the U.K. Maybe they just got a little bit more money over there, huh?
Maybe.
Sometimes they come in vans. They usually wear turtleneck sweaters, and their clothes seem a little odd. As if they just fell into them. Their eyes, when they can be seen when they're not wearing sunglasses, are slightly oriental in appearance, I've been told, or almond shape. Sometimes their pupils are totally black. Now, their lips, they look almost like wax. Now, in the seance room, when the spirits materialize, they often look like wax. Okay? I mean, again, there's a parallel there. Their lips are often painted in lipstick that looks like a five-year-old put it on. They wear pancake makeup to cover up their ruddy or white or wax complexion. They usually walk in a gait like a penguin. Now, that's pretty peculiar. Now, I think Lex was going to post a story up there on the site. Somebody had to email me this earlier in the day about a council member in Winchester, England, who was looking for an alien that he had seen, I think, in 1994, around that time. His name is Adrian Hicks, and he saw this ballerina-like alien, he called it an alien, that walked like a penguin and twirled her hands in a circular motion, She went about her way laughing, and no one seemed to pay her any mind. She had control over their thoughts.
What
is and apparently, there were UFO sightings in and around this that town at the time. And he tied them in with the appearance of of UFO sightings near a military base. Often the times also they could come is photographers. We've had them show up at people's houses offering to take photographs for free. They've come as census takers.
Have they ever threatened people?
Yes, they have. But usually they show up at people's houses after they've had UFO sightings. And even if they don't threaten them, it's like that they're keeping an eye on them. But there have been some cases where they have actually apparently taken out revolvers and threatened the individuals. Now that's very rare. I think I've only heard about that maybe on one or two occasions. But the Men in Black, you can't stereotype them as one thing. They come in all manner and in all form. And apparently, in a lot of cases, for no reason at all.